Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. It's hard to believe, but Christmas is only 1 week away. I don't know about you, but every year it seems like the Advent season goes by quicker and quicker. Last week, Dr. Bruce talked about the importance of having family traditions during this important time of the year, and this week, Scott Phillips is back to talk about a few of the family traditions that his family has. So welcome back, Scott, and share a little bit with us about your family traditions.
Well, thanks, Jeff. You know, when I sat down and really thought about it, my family has quite a few traditions that we follow each Advent season. One that we have that we really enjoy is an Advent calendar that we hang on the wall, and each day one of the kids puts up one of the manger scene characters, and then whoever puts up the character gets to pick the Christmas carol that we sing. And the big decision, of course, each year is who gets to put up baby Jesus on Christmas morning.
My big decision would be how to start those songs all the time and get them in the right key. But that really is a great family tradition, Scott, because it's a daily reminder of the Christmas story for your kids.
And you know, they really need that, because so much of what we see and hear during these 4 weeks can really actually distract us from the Christmas story.
Scott, I know that you wrote a blog article a couple weeks ago about another meaningful Christmas tradition that your family has. Would you mind sharing that one with our listeners?
Well, sure, Jeff. I'll try to get through it here. You know, when I was in fifth grade, my Sunday school teacher, a guy by the name of Tom Mullen, gave me a little airplane ornament for my Christmas tree. Now, most boys that age would not be impressed with that gift, but I adored that plane because I adored Tom. And, you know, each week he would take this rowdy pack of boys and sit us down and teach us the foundations of the faith and make it a lot of fun. And I remember 1 week Tom led our class through the Sinner's Prayer, and that's when I officially committed my life to Christ. So I was just heartbroken when it was time for me to move on to sixth grade.
I can imagine that relationship you had with him, but how did that ornament lead to a family tradition?
Well, needless to say, Tom's ornament was the first one that I put on my tree the next year, and then the year after that. But then the following year, Tom unfortunately suffered a debilitating stroke.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll never forget the day that he returned to church. He needed to use a walker, and it took him a long time to get to his pew. But, man, nothing was going to keep him from worshiping God, and that really made an impression on me. You know, that stroke robbed him of his ability to speak, which unfortunately remains the case today. With the exception of one phrase, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, Christmas was and still is Tom's favorite time of year. And for now, for Tom, every day is Christmas morning.
Wow. I bet that ornament really became meaningful for you after that.
Well, it sure did. You know, as my family began to decorate the tree that year, I again was just crushed when I unwrapped Tom's ornament and the tail fin was broken.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it dawned on me how, you know what, that was sort of fitting. Even though life can batter us around and, you know, our bodies are ultimately going to fail us, we can still celebrate the fact that God sent his son to die for us so that we can be with him in heaven someday, where we're going to be restored to that unbroken condition.
How true.
Yeah, I once again placed Tom's ornament front and center on our tree. And Jeff, I can say without any embarrassment that I could barely see through all the tears as I softly whispered, Merry Christmas, Tom.
Huh.
And every year since then, Jeff, that plane has been the first one on my Christmas tree, and it's a tradition I've brought to my own family. It's fun, and it's a very meaningful time for my kids because they get to hear about how Dad came to know to Christ, because every year I tell the story of the plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Scott, for that memory and the tradition, and what an encouragement for all those Sunday school teachers out there.
You know, as you deck the halls this year, what can you incorporate into your traditions that help tell the story of how you came to know Jesus as your Savior? It's important to tell our kids the story of Christmas, but it's just as important to tell them why the birth of Christ means so much to us. And perhaps you can find an ornament of your own or sing a song that has a lot of meaning for you. The possibility is really endless. You know, let this year be the year that you begin telling your children how the Christmas story and your story connect.
Before I go, I want to mention that our Pebbles of Truth radio show is only one part of the ministry here at House on the Rock. We've enjoyed being a small part of your Saturdays all year long and are looking forward to another year of programs for 2012. If you've enjoyed our show and would like to learn more about all the exciting ways that we help build men, marriages, and families, or would even be interested in giving a year-end gift to our ministry, please visit our website.
And again, that's www.hotrfm.org.
Where not only will you find that blog that I mentioned, but also our weekly blog, our upcoming calendar of events, and a place where you can give a gift to the ministry. Thanks for listening, and until next time,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You've been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.